Rail market structure and sales strategy. Rail service must compete with the other transport modes, with the most competition coming from road transportation. In the U.S., road carriers have access to an extensive road network, including the U.S. government-sponsored interstate highways. In contrast to the underwritten highway infrastructure, in the U.S., railroad tracks are the responsibility of the railroads. This alone gives road transport a financial advantage. Internationally, railroads tend to be state-owned. Railroads occupy a lot of land. The EU has 202,596 kilometers, 125,887 miles of track. China has approximately 40,000 kilometers, 24,854 miles of track. The U.S. has 293,564 kilometers, 182,412 miles of track. Mergers between railroads have lessened some competition. In the U.S., it is difficult to enter the market due to the large capital investment needed for tracks, terminals, locomotives, and other infrastructure requirements. In the U.S., seven Class I railroads, defined as line haul railroads with revenues greater than $448 million, command 69% of the freight rail by distances covered and 94% by revenues. No single carrier covers the whole country, but carriers have interline agreements to enable full country service. However, shippers are captive audiences to a given rail line in their area, and many shippers have expressed that one challenge in U.S. rail service is a need for rate relief. In the EU regulation, EU, No. 913/2010, Rail Freight Regulation, created the European Rail Network for Competitive Freight. It requested member states to establish international market-oriented rail freight corridors, which strengthen the EU's international markets. As supply chain professionals become more sophisticated with forecasting demand or using strategic buffers, they can tolerate longer lead times. With cost and capacity being important criteria to consider, shippers are trading lead times for space availability at a lower price, a perfect time for rail transport to increase its market share.